1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the show. Big weekend for Murray State Baseball, completing a three-game sweep against Tennessee Tech. Much needed. Really needed that one in a bad way. And we'll check those standings in just a bit. Let's go ahead and jump right in on Murray State Baseball. Jaron Robinson's two-run single with two outs in the bottom of the ninth gave Murray State an 8-7 win over Tennessee Tech Sunday afternoon at Reagan Field. It was the Racers' third come-from-behind victory in that series. That does a lot for team morale when you win like that. Winning's good, but winning like that just kind of gives you an extra boost. Murray got a two-run homer from Tyler Lawrence. Tyler Dixon also hit a game-tying three-run home run in the bottom of the fourth. John Lawler, great relief work. He goes seven innings and gave up two runs on eight hits to improve to 4-1 on the year. Murray State now 9-9 in the OVC. They are 20-21 overall, so they're actually they have a potential winning season in sight, and that's something. It's been a while since the program has had that, but it is at least within reach. Now, it does get tough. They do have Alabama A&M coming in on Tuesday night, so a chance to get to the 500 mark in overall play, but then a tough, tough series coming up this weekend against the number one team in the OVC, Southeast Missouri. They sit atop the standings 18-3. Jacksonville State right behind them at 14-4. Austin Peay third at 15-6, fourth Belmont 11-7, fifth Morehead State 10-8. But looky here, Murray State sixth. And remember, in baseball, the top six teams go to the tournament. And Murray State at 9-9, if they will continue to do as well as or better than Tennessee Tech, Eastern Kentucky, Edwardsville, Martin, and Eastern Illinois, those are the teams behind them, they will be in the OVC tournament. But a thin margin there. Really, the two teams they have to be concerned about, let's be honest, it's Tech and Eastern Kentucky, because Edwardsville's seven games behind the Racers, Martin's five games in the loss column, and Eastern Illinois seven games in the loss column. So you wouldn't figure any of these three will go, but Murray State does have Tech and Eastern Kentucky right on the heels. And again, a really tough time against SEMO. Not a tough time, but a tough series awaits them. They're all tough, but got to go on the road and beat the first place team at their place. That is difficult, but that's part of the reason you play the game. So should be fun. Good to see the Racers get that. And I got something today from Murray State, a little email. Here's a video. And I click on it, and Murray State is having Star Wars night. Now, I haven't seen the official release on the event yet, but I think it's coming up May. It isn't on the 4th. I thought, oh, that'll be May 4th. May the 4th be with you, yes. But I think it's May 6th. So a lot of cool stuff. You'll be seeing more on that. If you want to see that video, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I posted it, so you can go on there and have a look at it. It's kind of really nice. I don't know who did it, but whoever did it did a pretty good job at that. All right. By the way, this week's OVC Player of the Week is Logan Gray of Austin Peay. Four games this past week. He hit 6-11, scored seven runs, had a couple of doubles, jacked four homers, drove in 14. That's in four games, by the way. Had a 1389 slugging percentage and a 632 on base percentage. Austin Peay, a perfect 4-0 record. And based on those stats, I would say he deserved it. Morehead State's Aaron Leisher is the OVC Pitcher of the Week. The lefty tossed his second complete game shutout of the season in Saturday's 2-0 victory over SIU Edwardsville. The sophomore recorded a career-high 15 strikeouts while scattering four hits and walking three in nine innings on the mound. It's the second time he's been the OVC Pitcher of the Week. Now, things didn't go as well for the Murray State softball team. They dropped a heartbreaking doubleheader to Tennessee Tech on Saturday. They led in both games, and Tech came back and won both. And those are the ones you probably thought they needed to make it a decent weekend, because Jacksonville State came in unbeaten in OVC play, and they left that way. They beat Murray 3-1 and 6-4. Mason Robinson, man, you talk about some tough luck pitching for her. over the last few weeks. She gets another loss. She allowed just two earned runs, six hits, but falls to 13 and 14 with the complete game loss. And in game two, Murray was up, things looking good, but Jacksonville State had a big inning to regain the lead. And Jessica Twaddle, 3-for-4 with a double. Murray State unable to hang on to that early lead of 3-2. Haven Campbell takes the loss to drop to 5-8. So Murray gets back at it, and this won't be easy either. Western Kentucky, one of the top teams in Conference USA, they will come in for a 4:30 doubleheader at Reagan Field. And again, that is Tuesday. The dream of an OVC tournament three-peat for the Murray State women's tennis team came to an end Friday. Eastern Kentucky topping the Racers 4-1 in the first round of the OVC tournament. Murray State finishes the season with an overall 11-10 record, 6-5 in the OVC. SIU Edwardsville won the women's OVC title. Tennessee Tech took the men's title. Murray State men's golf team getting busy with it today, as they're taking on 11 other teams in the Ohio Valley Conference Championship at the Shoals Golf Club in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. The 54-hole event is playing 18 holes today through Wednesday. Head coach Eddie Hunt sending a veteran lineup to the conference bash. This according to GoRacers.com's release from Dave Winder. He says that includes a quartet of seniors that combined for 24 rounds of experience over the last 3 years. So an experienced group, and a group very capable, but they'll have to be at their best to come out with the victory. We got some really bad news, and I'll have to be honest, I really halfway expected this to happen. Murray State sophomore point guard Kedrick Flomo will not be cleared to compete for the Racers men's basketball team, and that ends his basketball career at Murray State. Kedrick's a good kid, but the medical team announcing the decision after completing a thorough evaluation of Flomo's medical condition. As you recall, he didn't play this season after undergoing a procedure when a heart abnormality was discovered. The university will continue to honor the terms of Flomo's athletic scholarship. In a release, head coach Matt McMahon said he was sorry for Kedrick, but he trusts the medical staff's decision, adding that Flomo will fortunately have continued opportunities to excel academically. And really, if you know the background on this, a really scary situation when Kedrick was having some issues health-wise, just wasn't feeling well. Certified athletic trainer Eric Frederick, I mean, these guys know what they're doing, immediately tested Flomo and detected enough of an issue that, look, we got to get him to a hospital. This isn't good. As soon as they took a look at him, they knew they needed to get him to Nashville for a procedure to correct his issue, and a life-saving day. I mean, had you had someone untrained or someone say, it'll be all right, who didn't really know what they were doing, you know, if you had me, but, you know, drink something, eat something, you'll be all right. That's what everyone's advice who's not medically trained would probably do. That could have turned out a lot differently, but very sorry to see that that happens, but I think we can all rejoice, and even Mr. Flomo himself is like, hey, you get to live another day and have a lot of opportunities ahead of you. You still have a chance to get a great education. And who knows, he may be able to do something basketball related if that's where his future lies. But if you've met Kedrick or any of his family, you know he's a terrific young man, and he's going to be successful at whatever he puts his mind to. Sorry that right now it isn't going to be able to play basketball. An exciting Friday for the Murray State women's track and field team as Valerie Corer broke the school record in the 10,000 meters for the second time this season. They were at the Virginia Challenge, and she ran finished fifth, a 34:27, but that time in the OVC is the second best time in the league. Tambra Lawrence ran a collegiate best 11:72 in the 100 meters. That's the fourth best time at Murray State, second best in the OVC. Fourth best ever at Murray State. And Amani Griffin finished first in both the 800 meters and 1500 meters. She ran a personal best 2:15 in the 800, a 4:41 in the 1500 meters. So congratulations to those ladies who did very well in their actual. By the way, we were talking Murray State basketball coming up on, I believe it'll be Wednesday's show. Is it Wednesday? Thursday's show. It'll be on Thursday's program. Murray State basketball coach Matt McMahon is going to be my guest. We're going to talk about camps. We'll see if we have any personnel updates. We can talk about Terrell Miller. He's now signed, sealed, delivered. We'll get his thoughts, a little expansion on the Kedrick Flomo situation. And if there's something you would like me to ask, just either email me or send me a tweet, direct message me if I follow you. Normally, if you follow me, I follow you. I just feel that's only kindness to do that. And be happy to take care of that for you. So if you have any questions, let us know. Maybe have some information on scheduling and things like that. Okay, let's take a look at Saturday baseball. High school-wise, Marshall County in that rainout game made up on Saturday. They got the best of Murray, winning 7-0. Murray High and Callaway County back in action tonight at 7. The Lakers hosting the Tigers, but hang on, it is at Reagan Field. They're going to play twice at Reagan Field this week. Tonight, Callaway County is the host. The Tigers will be the host on Thursday night when they play the Lakers at Reagan Field at 7 o'clock. Saturday softball, it's Massac County beating Callaway County 5-4. Friday, a heartbreaker for Callaway County. They lost 5-3 to Marshall County and won that went 8 innings. Also, it was Murray High downing Hickman County by a score of 10-2. Murray High softball back in action tonight at 6 against Tillman. The Lakers return to action tomorrow night when they host Murray High in that big crosstown classic 4th district battle. Let's talk some Cardinals now. Matt Carpenter tripled in the go-ahead run as the Cardinals beat the Padres 8-5 in San Diego. Randall Grichuk added a two-run double as St. Louis took 2 of 3. Jed Jerko and Ledmus Diaz homered in the win. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny very happy with Mike Leake's outing.
Just kind of would look real sharp, and then they throw a couple good at-bats together on him. And, I know that those are some innings he wants to put away when he gets a couple outs.
But the Cardinals manager says they were able to come up with good clutch hitting.
Well, even at the beginning, two out RBI singles would get us going in a good direction, and they kept coming back and kind of forcing our hand, and then had a big inning. Obviously, the back-to-back homers.
Mike Leake, good for a while, not so good for a while. And even he talked about his uneven performance.
A few good pitches, a few bad pitches. There wasn't anything drastic in my mind, but still need to refine some things.
Cardinals in the desert tonight for the start of a 4-game series with the Diamondbacks. Jaime Garcia starting for St. Louis. Comes in 1-1 with a .270 earned run average. Zach Greinke gets the ball for Arizona, 1-2 with a .525 ERA. First pitch at 8:40 airtime tonight, 7:45 on WNBS. Down on the farm, Carlos Peguero hit a 3-run homer in the 8th inning to lift Memphis past Round Rock, 6-4 at AutoZone Park. Anthony Garcia homered in the 6th for the Redbirds. They overcame a 4-2 deficit to snap a 2-game skid. The third of the 4-game set is tonight. The San Antonio Spurs, as we expected, made quick work of the Memphis Grizzlies, 116-95, the final in Memphis on Sunday. Josh Plenos last week, he and I discussed how this appeared to be the most lopsided of all the series. And it was Memphis basically with a Band-Aid lineup. Just kind of cobbled together with their injury situation this year. And we pretty much knew this was one where Memphis wouldn't go far. And they didn't. Lance Stephenson, 26 points in the season-ending loss. Matt Barnes, Zach Randolph, each with 15 for the Grizzlies. They went 42-40 in the regular season, 0-4 in the postseason. If you like Game 7s, tonight you get one. The St. Louis Blues and the Chicago Blackhawks play a deciding Game 7 in their first-round playoff series. This is tonight in St. Louis at the Sky Trade Center. 7:30 is the faceoff. Chicago staved off elimination for a second straight game with a 6-3 Game 6 win on Saturday. The Blues had led the series 3-1. And remember how perky we felt about the Nashville Predators. They take Game 1 and 2 against the Anaheim Ducks, and then they've lost 3 straight. Tonight, the Ducks will try to end their series with the Nashville Predators in Game 6 in Nashville. A little bit of coaching news. Tigers assistant coach Keelan Lawson, Memphis Tigers, I should say, may be negotiating a position on Tubby Smith's coaching staff. Multiple reports say that Dedrick Lawson will enter the NBA draft and KJ Lawson will transfer if their father isn't retained as an assistant on Smith's staff. Ow. The Tigers would also presumably lose out on Chandler Lawson, the youngest son of Keelan and a top recruit for the class of 2019. The elder Lawson has been an assistant under Josh Pastner for the past two seasons. No word on if or when Smith will make that decision. All right, that is got us all wrapped up for the program today. Again, our guest on Tuesday, as usual, will be Josh Plato's Washington Post contributor. Ed Marlowe, and on Wednesday, Matt McMahon will be with me. I think we're probably taping that Wednesday, but we'll have that show on the air for, or on the online for you on Thursday, and still a TBA for Friday. But it should be a fun week. Thanks for being with us at 1340WNBS.com. And you can check out our WNBS Facebook page. You can go on, just search for it, like it, and let us know what we can do better. I really don't really know what I'm doing, honestly, on Facebook. So just be honest about that. That'll wrap it up. We'll check out another show with you tomorrow at 1340WNBS.com.